So you're very welcome. This is Aisling Mooney, and this is the Transform with Angels Expert Series. And we're very, very lucky today because we have the beautiful, the amazing Sarah Turner. I love, 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 love Sarah's work. And I'm really excited to have her here. She always calms me, my energy centers me. I always feel myself coming back into my feet and back into my body whenever I speak to Sarah. So I don't know if you knew you had that impact.
Must be that flower connection there.
Yeah.
Lands your angel self down the ground.
So I am going to just give you a little bit of background to Sarah. So Sarah is an experienced flower and vibrational essence trainer and nature kingdom guide in her companies, Essential Flowers, and Create a Magical Business. Sarah's passion is helping light workers experience the magic of their true potential and life and live meaningful, authentic lives with the Nature Kingdom as their guide. Sarah supports complementary therapists, share their gifts with the world and develop healing practices and businesses that work alongside the Nature Kingdom. Sarah is a sacred money archetype and money breakthrough method coach. And she facilitates a very successful practitioner diploma in flower and vibrational medicine. And that's by an online accredited and insurable training course. And that's since 2013, essentially, Flowers has graduated over 45 graduates of this diploma. And Sarah is really passionate about the differences we can all experience when we connect with the gifts of nature and about enabling healers to share their gifts with the world in a gentle, feminine, yet empowered and active way. So what a beautiful introduction, Sarah, and that is you. So I wonder, I want to keep this maybe 30, 40 minutes. So if we have time, we might do some questions and answers at the end. So if anyone throughout the call, if you have a question, just pop it in the chat box there and I'll ask Sarah either throughout the call or at the end, whenever feels appropriate. But we're going to keep it short. We're going to maybe just get Sarah. You can introduce yourself, talk to us a little bit about you, about your background. Then you're going to share with us how we can use flower essences in our business to take our business forward. So that's a spiritual business we're talking about. So that's for coaches, healers, holistic practitioners, whatever, how they can use flower essences to take their business forward. And if we have time, we might also talk about how the natural cycles of nature can help you in your life and in your business. And this is really important for me at the moment, so I'd love to touch on it. You mentioned that you'd like to talk about the importance of support. So that's quite a big one for me at the moment, so I would love to explore that. So let's just see what we have time for, but that's the plan.
We'll see where it goes exactly. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me, Aisling. The feeling is mutual. If I have an effect of bringing you down, you have an effect of uplifting me. So isn't that lovely? I was thinking about our talk as I was driving home just a few moments ago, and just thinking how beautiful it is to have the angelic and the nature kingdom working alongside each other, which is kind of what we're doing here, I think. I had a big message download kind of over the solstice time that part of my own personal work this particular year, and it's probably going to take more than a year maybe, was to begin creating heaven on earth. So isn't, again, the angels and, you know, the heavenly energies and the nature energies work very much alongside each other. So thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you and all your lovely people. So I think you introduced me well. It tells you a little bit about me professionally. Certainly if we're talking about which is the focus of practitioners of the healing arts, creating businesses, it's always a difficult one on many layers, because I think the terminology sometimes makes this kind of like go yee, you know. So I try to be I think part of my work is finding new language for it, so that it feels more aligned with us. And that's still very much a work in progress. My journey began, if I trace it back, really down to about 30 years ago, actually, when my dad died very unexpectedly. And I got very poorly afterwards for many reasons. It was quite unexpected. But I was all of a sudden cast into sort of deep, deep anxiety, which I was actually hospitalized for. It wasn't just sort of a passing, oh, I don't feel very well. It actually destabilized me physically as well. And that happened over a period of years. Again, it wasn't a sudden thing. That was when Flower Essences came to find me. Mm. And I started off with the batch essences, which many people do, and I know that's your work as well. Part of your work is with those, and I strongly encourage people who come onto our diploma, which actually looks at multiple ranges, to have a very strong foundation in the batch essences, because they are amazing, basically, and everybody speaks the batch language. Most people, you know you can get a bottle of Rescue Remedy from Boots. You know, it's a language that people can speak. Mm. So I started off with those, and I still use them all the time now. So and they kind of hooked me into something that I knew nothing about. It was just, you know, I'd been put on antidepressants and all the stuff, little not knowing at all what that was doing to me. Apart from the fact that I developed an instant foggy brain that kind of almost paralyzed me because I couldn't think further than about 3 seconds ahead. I didn't realize at the time that it was actually those medicines that were doing it, but it kind of shook me to my core what happened to me physically. And it took me a long, long time to truly, truly listen. The gift of my dad dying really was to introduce me to all of this. Mm. And then over the years of taking the batch essences, and I'm not a batch practitioner, although I highly advocate learning about them, I discovered other ranges of essences, and my whole world just kind of like went, whoa, I had no idea there were other ranges of essences out there. Mm. Nowadays, I think people do know a little bit more, but then it was just like, the doors were quite closed. Mm. Well, not closed, it's just people didn't know. And I discovered the Australian bush essences, and I was, you know, completely in love with those and became one of these mad people that only spoke about bush essences for 7 years, trained deeply with Ian White, who's the founder of those. And then through that, I discovered a practitioner diploma that was run by a lady called Claire G. Harvey, mm. who's quite well known. She's an author of quite a lot of flower essence books, and it was with Claire that I trained. The year that I trained was just after my mum died. So my dad dying, you know, catapulted me emotionally into needing flower essences. About 15 years later, my mum died and released the funds to actually be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So I learned. It's a very deep, advanced course, which is Claire's signature very much. And that's what took me on the practitioner journey. I had no idea that I was going to start a business from it, because I come from a teaching background. That is my background. It's what I know how to do. It's what I love to do. And it's kind of easy for me to do that. What is quite funny, and it still kind of makes me laugh actually, is that I have a degree in marketing. That's what I studied in university. Like, how come? And that wasn't ever a design that I wanted to even particularly be in marketing. It was just one of those things that when you left school, I wanted to go to university. Mm. And I was good at languages. I was pretty rubbish at many other things like maths and all. Counting was always a challenge for me. And, you know, the careers advice department, whatever they were called, said, why don't you go and do business and you can link it in with a language? So, and I applied for quite a few courses, and it was a marketing degree that I was accepted into. You know, like, Okay. So I have a degree in marketing. It was a degree that also took me to France. I spent a year living in France. Mm. So that was another synchronicity. And when I graduated, most of my colleagues, my friends, all went off and got like high-paying jobs in marketing. I kind of packed my rucksack and went to live in Paris. Didn't use any of it at all. So there was always a part of me that kind of said, wondered why on earth that I had this degree in marketing. Mm. Why on earth did I live in France for 5 years? Because it was that enabled me to speak French.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead. That's exactly what I was going to say. Go on.
Yeah, so after, and then I came back to the UK and met my partner, who we're still together. And it was at that point that I started to get poorly, actually. It kind of sounds as if Ian was part of it, which I guess he was on some level, but on that, not that level, I started teaching English as a foreign language. Mm. And I just gave and gave and gave and exhausted myself. And that was when my dad died as well. So, it was 10 years ahead of, I was trying to have a baby, didn't happen. And, you know, I just got really, really unwell. And if you see pictures of me, I use them sometimes just to show people. In the flower essence profession, we have what's called a flower glow. I don't know if you have an angel glow. Mm-hmm. When people have taken essences for a period of time, even if they don't feel great, and it's often happened, you actually think, oh, I'm really tired or I'm really this. Mm. People kind of like go, wow, what face cream are you using, sort of thing. Yeah. You know, they kind of want some of what you've got. There's something about you that glows. Mm. So I had lost that glow, really, and I was very, very, very thin. And there's not a lot of me now, but I was like really like there was nothing left of me, really hollow. And just, I was just operating on this sort of autopilot. Mm. And then I did get actually really poorly, and I gave up my teaching job and kind of like surrendered into the world of no money, and just, you know, we spent quite a few years, we had no car, you know, we couldn't pay our mortgage, families were supporting us. It was just like really, really difficult. Mm. Around about the same time I lost a baby, miscarriage. It was just like everything, you know, just like disappeared. And through all that, though, I started to kind of slowly gain a momentum of knowing that I needed to start supporting myself through what called my heart, because I was still taking flower essences. And what Claire's diploma had done for me, and often I'm sure everybody listening can understand that, even though we're turning to spiritual therapists to help us, we still want that kind of fix. You know, I don't actually want to change, but if you can give me something that will actually help me, then I'll have it, you know. And I notice, and this was my journey as well, and I notice it with some of the participants of the diploma, is that we kind of think, oh gosh, I'd love to feel calm, so I'll start taking essences. Essences do bring you calmness, but actually what they'll do is they'll like shout really loudly. If you don't listen, they'll just keep turning the volume up. And I think the angels probably work in similar ways. So I started my poorliness, and was very much a part of me not listening. So it was at that point that I started to gather courage, and, you know, there's lots of details to it, which I won't go into now, but I started... being a teacher and knowing that we wanted to move to France, that had been a long-term plan of my partner and I. I offered my flower essence. I put together a practitioner diploma in flower and vibrational medicine, had the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association credit it, and basically offered it out there, and people started joining. Mm. And I was as surprised as everybody else. So there began this beautiful, you know, orchestration basically of helping other practitioners learn the modality of flower essences. And I didn't know at the time was that that it was going to be so instrumental in both changing my life, and for those who are open to it, changing the lives of the people that come on as well. It's turned out to be it is a practitioner qualification, but it's when I talk to people about it, I'm not interested in the fact that they want the qualification. I'm interested in whether they're willing to follow their hearts and to allow the nature kingdom to take them where they need to go. So the diploma really just opened the doors of being able to sustain myself. And then from that, and this is how you and I met, I began to learn how to take a business out there from a business mentor who didn't come from a complementary health background, but was extraordinarily open to energies. And so that's when my journey began to doing that. And it helped me gain courage in with the diploma. It helped me set the prices at a level where I brought in committed people and sustained myself in the process, which wasn't how I began. And then from that, when all the graduates started to kind of come out, I saw them being just like me. It was like, you know what it's like. Everybody in this call does that. We have, we're so passionate about what we've learned and we're so transformed ourselves. We kind of think, right, that's it. They're going to queue up at my door. And then we get our business card printed and we put a poster up in the health shop and not a lot happens. And we kind of like get really disappointed. So what I think one of the things that I would like to encourage everybody to think about today is the more I do this, and what I should just add on to this before I go on, the create a magical business side of what I do now, I never thought that I was going to do. But it was that when I saw graduates of mine wanting to know how to do this, and they could see that I knew parts of the equation, it was like I felt like a responsibility to share with them how you do it from an energy-based modality, because that's what's tricky about it. So that's where the Create a Magical Business came from. And now that those courses run, I started to see, and I recognize it even now in myself a little bit, but one of the turning points for me was that there's an Australian bush essence called Hibbertia. It's a yellow flower. Looks a little bit like, just visually, but like a buttercup. It's not a buttercup. Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit like that. And working with Hibbertia, this is quite a few years ago, she told me, and it was told me as well, stop learning other modalities. Just stop taking that extra qualification to make yourself. If when I know more, people will turn up at my door. And I knew I had to listen, basically, so I did. I promised myself that I wasn't going to enroll on any more courses and that what I was going to do was learn how to share what I knew. I had no idea what that meant, really, at the time. And now, you know, quite a few years down the line, and now that a lot of the people that come on the practitioner diploma are interested in learning how to take their businesses out there, which is lovely. And I see the spiral that I just sort of described the beginning of it. You know, it's like, get your qualification, love your course, love your modality, like get your business card, put your poster up. Oh, nobody came. Oh, that means, it must mean that I'm not ready. And so I'm also not good enough. I don't know enough yet. So, oh gosh, look at that lovely course over there. I'm going to do that. So you kind of go and do that course and you kind of think, wow, this is so amazing. Now I've got this course, now I'll get a new business card and a new poster. Mm-hmm. And what happens? Not a lot. And then we just keep going down around this spiral of I'm not good enough. And I've got lots of bits of paper that I could put on my wall.
I've been around that spiral many, 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 many years. And I have lots of dusty courses on my shelf that I've never opened even.
You know? Really? Yeah. Well, I hear that. And it's all great. You know, it's all part of it. But there does come a time when we just need to say, I need to do this. And so that there is just a decision that needs to be made. whether or not you feel ready, I mean, if you check in inside, you will feel ready because you just know. I knew that I had no choice because I hadn't been well and I was broke and I didn't want to be like that anymore. Mm. And so something lifted me up and just, you know, I began, and it takes a lot of courage. And maybe it might help to share a little story. When I started receiving business mentoring, one of the first things my mentor said to me was that you have to change your prices. So pretty much overnight, I mean, I didn't do it overnight, I gave people notice, but my prices tripled. And it was the scariest thing I'd ever done, because I've kind of run on a program of needing to be liked. And I had a great fear in me that people wouldn't like me if I started showing myself as a business person. And it ran very, very deeply. In fact, I can hear my voice changing as I'm talking about it. And so I set everything in motion, as we're often taught to do. You know, I had a mailing list, things were already working, I already had people on my diploma. And the day, there was a date when the prices were going to change. And nobody had contacted me about this new course with the new prices. And there was like 3 or 4 days to go, and there was a bit of me that was starting to hang my head in shame, because I'd been on Facebook, you know, I'd done the webinar, you know, mailing list, everything. And I was like, oh dear, this is so, so embarrassing. What am I going to do if nothing happens? So what I decided to do was shut down my computer and go for a walk. And I went to my local park. This is still when we were in the UK. And I felt myself calm as I walked down around the park. And I started talking to the trees quite intuitively. I hadn't planned to do that. And it was just like, okay, guys, this is you and me here. You know, I've done absolutely everything I can do here. And I can't do anymore. It's over to you. And I felt heard. Anyway, so I came home. Much calmer. Didn't go and check my computer, didn't go and check my emails or anything. It was just like, no. So I had dinner with my other half, Ian. And about 9 o'clock in the evening, I went back up to my computer and 4 people had applied for calls with me. And I can't quite remember whether it was 2 or 3. I can't quite remember, but at least 2 of them that went on to book, possibly 3. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I was heard.
It's important for what's coming up for me. It's important to say that those 2 or 3 people that booked at maybe a higher level price were probably 100 times more committed.
They were. They were, in fact, 2 of them. I know 2 of them. One is a homeopath, quite a well-known homeopath that runs her own center. And the other one is a very well-known in her area, McTimony chiropractor. And they were people that I hadn't had, people, professionals, basically, on my course before. And they were just like, yeah, you know, I want to go. How do I pay? You know, it was that kind of conversation I had with them. So I guess what I would say from that is that we as humans, we need to do the practical bit. And I know you know this, Ashley. We need to be the hands and legs on the ground, and we need to set. Modern business technology nowadays is amazing. And this is part of the support system. I see my mailing list, my sign-up boxes, you know, all those things as part of my support team. I love them. I love them dearly. But we do need to set them up. They're kind of like little portals through which people can come in. Yeah, that's kind of how that began. And now I work very much with the lunar cycles, and if I need help with a message, I literally write the message down and I go and tuck it in tree roots and things like that.
I literally
write it down. I go and talk to them as well, but I do often just deliver messages to them.
And I spend a lot of time in nature. And it's exactly the same as what you were saying. You were talking to the trees, where I'm just talking to the angels. But I find the connection much faster, much easier when I get away from technology, away from the house, just get out and get out into the grass and the trees. The connection is quicker, faster, clearer.
Well, what's interesting in our new garden is that living in remote countryside now, if I want to do a live stream or something like that, I haven't got great connection. But we have a very big oak tree in the garden. If I stand under the oak tree, I get it's just the connection's there. It's like, how did this work? Because it's like a big being. You'd think that the branches and everything would stop it, but no, it works.
So, yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the lunar cycles. So we're about 30 minutes in, Sarah, so just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before I go on to the lunar cycles, just let me say quickly what as I tune in more and more to how flower essences can help people like us take businesses forward, I realize that they are some of the most perfect medicines that we can take, because what stops us as healing practitioners taking forward is our belief system. Because we think it won't work, because it's very personal. And flower essences are one of the things that are so accessible to us that can help very gently, but quite persistently, just tell you that stuff is just like your head and, you know, your heart. So that's how I find that flower essences will always reorient you towards your heart, always, always, always. So, cycles. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I talk about, well, what I realized myself is when I first started the business mentoring, and it came to having to plan and all that kind of thing. When I hear that word plan, now there's a bit of my energy system that goes, oh no, please, that's boring. I split as well. I was like, okay, here's Sarah the healer. She does all this stuff with the earth. And here's the Roman calendar. And it's like, and it didn't work at all. And on my quest for fertility and to understand how my female body was working or not working, I worked with the loon. This is my French coming through. I worked with the moon for many, many years. And I knew intimately how my body felt at each time of the lunar cycle. And all of a sudden it came to me, why am I using the Roman calendar to plan a healing business? So I started using the lunar cycle to plan my business. And I've never looked back. It suddenly brought the sacred into the planning. So now everything I do, it's about new moon intentions, it's about full moon celebrations, etc., etc., etc. So I've found the structure for my business through the lunar cycle, obviously, because I work with nature. Well, maybe not obviously, but like we're coming into spring now, so we have a lot of uprising energy and everything's just shooting through the earth, so there's extraordinary potential right now. So whereas autumn's a time of letting go, so we can focus on different parts of our personal and business lives and allow ourselves to be supported. And as you said yourself, being an entrepreneur of what, whether you're energetically based or not, can be a bit of a lonely world. And people sometimes, well, not sometimes, often reflect back to me, gosh, Sarah, you do so much. How do you do that? And there's a human part of me that can often reply, well, actually, I don't know. And yes, I am pretty busy. But I also, when I drop into further into that, then I just know that I'm always supported.
Yeah.
And all I need to do is go and ask the trees, the flowers, and or the moon, or sun, or, you know, I just need to call in that support. And I think a lot of the time we forget, and I forget all the time to ask. I have to remind myself, gosh, I'm having a bad day, this is not going. And I think, God, well, I haven't asked for help. I'm doing this all alone. I'm pushing through my humanness here. And, you know, that's a tricky place to be.
Yeah, I had an experience of that just last night. I was thinking now, I knew I had a lot of work to do today, and then my little one became ill, and I was thinking, how am I going to do this? And then it was like, just ask, take your own advice. So it was like, angels, figure this out, please, make it easy. And almost instantly, I got a solution, another option that I just hadn't realized, that just made everything so much. I was like, why didn't I even think of that? Of course. That's the easy solution. So it's sometimes for me, I feel that the more connected we get online, the more difficult it is to connect. You know, it's an effort to turn off the computer. It's quite addictive, Facebook and the internet, and I love my work, so I could be on the computer for hours and hours. So it is an effort for me to disconnect, turn off the computer, and just get out in nature. No matter what the weather, throw on the wellies and get out and muck around. So, and yeah, it's so important. Yeah. But I love what you're saying, Sarah. I just wanted to touch on that you said about the full moon celebration. I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs work. I'm probably speaking about myself, and forget the party, forget to celebrate, forget the review, the evaluation, look what happened, look how far I've come. I try to incorporate that into my course. It's just, people, you think you're going nowhere, but unless you take that moment to just look back and see, oh my God, actually I've really achieved a lot this month or this week. So
yeah, and that's the beauty of the lunar cycle. You know, it's like January 1st, which I don't even really pay much attention to anymore, because intentions never last. But that only comes around once a year. It's an awful long time if you mess up your January 1st intentions, and we all do that. But we have a lunar cycle 13 times a year. We have a chance. Nature gives us a chance 13 times a year to start again. And in a supported way, we can start again, as we know, any second. But if we want to be supported in that, and the moon is very scientifically documented, and I can't talk scientifically about this because it's just not the way I'm programmed, but there's literature out there everywhere that during the waning phase of the moon, our bodies take on, if we take vitamins, for example, they will assimilate more easily into our systems during the waning moon. If we want to not the waning moon, the waxing moon, the growing moon. In the descending moon, our bodies detox more easily. Oh, wow. So if you want to let go of anything, do it as the moon comes down, which is where we are now. If you want to bring something into your life, so if our body assimilates food and vitamins more easily at that time, why not program a healing treatment or something that's growing your business into that time of the cycle? If there's bits that you've got to let go of, then why not be supported by the physiology of your body as it is affected by the moon? Because it is.
Well, I could talk to you all day, Sarah. I always get golden nuggets when we speak. So I suppose I'm going to wind it up, and I would love you just to tell people how they can kind of get in contact with you. And I think you have a free gift as well that you want to share with people, that people can get for themselves, whether it's a downloadable PDF, I think.
Sure. Yeah. So for those of you who are interested in learning more about flower essences, if you go to my essentiallyflowers.com site, on the right hand side of the homepage, there's a box which you just pop in your details there. It'll give you pretty much instant access to a book that's called 10 Flower Essences That Can Transform Your Complementary Health Practice. So it's actually written with complementary health practitioners in mind. They're essences from different ranges as well. So the beauty of different ranges is that they have different energy. And so some ranges may appeal to you more than others, which is great. So if the batch essences, for example, have never appealed to you, and that does actually happen, because people often think they're a little bit of the old world. I actually don't agree with that. I think they're amazing and that they actually having new life breathed into them now. But there may be other ranges out there that would just light you up. The practitioner diploma that I run actually is online, and it looks at 12 different ranges of flower essences. And it's amazing. If anybody's interested in the business side, then there is a training course that I run, and I can pop those details into Aisling's Transform with Angels groups. It's createamagicalbusiness.com/live-training. And if you go there, you can listen to a webinar that I run, which talks you through the bigger picture of what I've talked about today.
Okay, Sarah, that was absolutely fantastic. I'm really delighted that I'm sure people got lots of value from this. And thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. And if anybody's here live or via the role, if you've got questions, then just come on to the Transform with Angels forum and underneath this post or the post with the link, and I'd be most happy to answer your questions and connect with you there.
That sounds perfect, because as we said, there will be a lot of people listening to the replay that might have questions at that stage, and then if you're in the group for the next day or two, then that would be great for people to answer them.
Yeah, if people would like some advice on essences, if you share a challenge that you have with me or something like that, I can direct you to somewhere where you could maybe find something that can help you.
Okay, my dears, thank you so much for listening to the replay, and I hope this was interesting, and I'd love your feedback. So let us know, for myself or Sarah, let us know how you got on, and we will talk to you again next time. So bye.
Thank you, Aisling. Okay, bye-bye. Bye, everybody.